Sarah Watkins is our guest today. She has a new solo album, her second, called Sun, Midnight Sun. Sarah was a member of Nickel Creek with her brother Sean and mandolinist Chris Thiele. Sarah has also spent some time recently touring and playing violin with the Decembrists. Her brother Sean, who worked on this album along with Blake Mills, a former member of Dawes, also plays with Fiction Family with Switchfoot frontman John Foreman. We were all squeezed into the World Cafe studio with a small audience and Sarah, and she began with a couple of songs, You and Me and When It Pleases You.
I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. The night flowers bloomed, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Central Valley sunshine, burn out a town, make your head all funny, so you stick around. Dusty roads make dirty feet. I remember you, I remember me. I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light when the moon came around. Night flowers bloom, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me. Wish I knew you now, like I knew you then. For hours I'd just sit at your feet and listen. When I want to feel free, I remember you, I remember me. I remember the night, I remember the sound, I remember the light. Flowers bloom, the air so sweet. I remember you, I remember me.
I've been holding on and
in your voicemail's ear. I think of you at the strangest times. You got me on the back of your mind. Ooh. 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 I've been keeping it convenient for you to keep close to me.
Sarah Watkins, our guest on the cafe today, with a couple from Sun, Midnight Sun. That, wow, NPR Music has already put on the short list for the best albums of the year. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. It is only August, but yes.
That's true.
It's still very cool.
A couple of things to go. The Watkins Family Hour, was it once a month?
It's once a month. Yeah, we have to skip 1 month here right now when we're touring, but... It's once a month, very consistently, surprisingly, for about 9.5 years now.
And that's you and Sean get together at Largo, and mm-hmm. I mean, gosh, Ben Montench is there most weeks, mm-hmm. and a lot of folks. And what that kind of had a connection to how this album came together.
Yeah, it has a connection with pretty much everything that I do musically, because it's like the hometown show, basically. I don't live in LA, but it's my home club. It's where I go to see a bunch of music, and it's been a perfect outlet for trying new material. And the regularity of the show necessitates that we keep learning and writing a lot of songs. So it kind of helps keep the pump primed a little bit, and forces us to keep adding to the songs that we can play. And the audience there is. Totally into the kind of thing where you say, like, I only have a verse and a chorus of this, but I want to try it out and as an excuse just to see how it goes and see how you feel about it. And it's been also really influential in meeting a lot of the people who play on this record and who I've gotten to play with for the last few years.
You worked with Blake Mills on this record, who some people know as a really amazing guitar player. He was in the early version of Dawes.
And, it was Simon Dawes.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the first record he did by himself.
Yeah.
So what was that
like?
Which
I found out a week into making it.
He didn't tell you that.
No, I didn't really ask. I didn't really care. I knew that he had co-produced some stuff. He'd co-produced for Jessica Hoop's last record. And I really liked the decisions that he made. And I liked his musicianship and his songwriting and how he accompanies himself singing and other people singing. And I trusted him. And so I wanted to work with somebody totally different. I wanted to work with somebody my age. He's actually younger than I am. And it was a really great experience. So he and Sean and I, my brother Sean, who I also wanted to have as part of the foundation from which we built the songs, just for some continuity and because he tours with me. Sean's basically my band, or was until this last year. And And so that was a great way to start the songs. And we developed, and Blake and I and Sean, figuring out a way to play these songs as a three-piece, and then we built up from there. And it was a great experience.
We should not mislead people, even though Sean is your band. Sean is not playing today.
Sean's not playing today. Sean's flying in today, and this is Tyler Chester. And you mentioned Fiction Family earlier. Tyler's in Fiction Family. He plays bass in Fiction Family.
There you go.
And Tyler has been a saint the last couple of days, especially standing in for Sean, who's been missing in action.
Learning all these songs.
Yeah, learning them on different instruments than he usually plays.
Watching you play the last couple tunes with the beautiful fiddle lines in them, I was looking at your fiddle.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. It looks old.
It does. It's 100 years or so, 112 years old. 102, I'm sorry. It's English, and it's really nothing that special in terms of name and origin, but I've had this fiddle since 2004. Wow. And I bought it out of necessity, and it took a couple years for us to become good friends, but we are now. We have an agreement.
It sounds great. Yeah.
Thank you.
No doubt about it.
Thanks.
Can you do a fiddle tune, maybe?
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's do Foothills then. Been long, but the dawn.
sure be fine. Ooh. Ooh. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind.
Sarah Watkins, that is beautiful. What's that one called?
That's called My Friend.
Great tune. Now, between albums, whenever I look and try to figure out what you're doing something different. And I found out about one from a press release that you were going out playing fiddle with the Decemberists, and you were out for a good long time doing that.
I toured their whole tour for King Is Dead, which was their last album. So it was end of January through maybe early September, I think.
Wow.
And it was a really great experience.
Yeah, what did you get out of it?
Well,
Besides having, a great time playing great music.
Right. I really love Colin Molloy's songwriting. I love his storytelling. And the way he develops a lyric is pretty great. And I love his rapport with the audience. And, I mean, their crowd is just in the palm of their hand. They come to a December's show willing to do anything that the band asks them to do. You know, the band asks them to do the usual things like swaying and the crowd's all in. The band asks them to lay down in the middle of a huge epic song and the audience will literally lay down in a field and then stand up on cue and cheer and the whole, the dynamic of their show is like nothing that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And also it was great selfishly because I didn't have the responsibilities of touring my own show and being responsible for the logistics of all that stuff. So I got to play every night and hang out with fun people, but during the day I didn't have a whole lot of responsibility, so I could read and listen to music and kind of recharge and write this next album, which I wouldn't have been able to do if I had been slugging it out on the road doing my own shows.
Yeah, there's a different answer to, can you write on the road? Yeah, I can write on the road if it's not my tour.
Yeah, exactly. And what actually ended up happening was I didn't actually end up writing a ton on the road, but I was so well rested when I came home and I didn't have to deal with advancing a whole nother tour. I could just hang out and be at home. And so when I was at home, I ended up writing a lot in between tours and it was, that opportunity was really the perfect timing for me in terms of putting this record out.
You're out now, maybe not for quite as long, but for a good long time with Jackson Browne supporting his tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering what it's been like for you to make the transition from a band like Nickel Creek, which was always the headliner, always had a packed house, to being often the opening act and playing for smaller crowds. Is it a different craft in terms of getting things over with the crowd?
Yeah, it is. It is different. I always had the luxury, though, being an acoustic band, we would play as Nickel Creek a pretty diverse pretty diverse kinds of venues. Like we play a beautiful theater one night, we might play a club, and different sizes over the years. I mean, it wasn't always a huge room, and then also through the Family Hour, which was like you were saying earlier, we were talking about it. It was a great opportunity to just try out stuff and in a low pressure way in a much smaller room, and that helped me a lot. But really, I mean, the Nickel Creek stuff was the best education I could have had for putting out. I don't know how people put out solo records for the first time and go out and tour with no experience on the road. I can't imagine that. So I feel really lucky to have that whole background.
We're really happy that Sarah Watkins is with us today on the cafe. And gosh, Sarah, what's next?
Let's do a John Hartford song. If you please sing along, if you care to, it'd be really helpful. It's this part that goes, on a long hot summer day. Gonna back up some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off with them jolly and leaving lines on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. On a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. Down when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get on all of it open on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. Nice, guys. Thanks.
Sarah Watkins, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our great audience in the World Cafe studio today.
Thank you, guys.